सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् ॐ
चाप्टर् 7 श्लोका 26
वेदाहं समतीतानि वर्तमानानि चार्जुन भविष्याणि च भूतानि मां तु वेद न कश्चन
लॉर्ड कृष्ण टॉकिंग अबाउट सकाम भक्ति एंड निष्काम भक्ति सकाम भक्ति इज इन्फीरियर भक्ति निष्काम भक्ति इज सुपीरियर Sakama bhakti is not a sin. That means sakama bhakti means worshipping the Lord to achieve some worldly benefits, called sakama bhakti. That sakama bhakti is not a sin, it's not a wrong bhakti, but Bhagavan wants everyone to become a nishkama bhaktaha. Because in sakama bhakti, person cannot grow spiritually. When a person worships the Lord to get something for worldly pleasures, such bhakti, sakama bhakti, he may not fall spiritually, but there is a spiritual stagnation. The person who does nishiddha karma, there is spiritual downfall. But when a person does sakama bhakti, spiritual stagnation. A person who does nishiddha karma is a consumer, is a spiritual downfall. He consumes everything from the society and spiritual downfall. He is called tamasic person. Whereas this person, sakama bhakta, is also not consumer but competitor. Competitor making the Bhagavan so some bargaining. Business bhakti, I said. So, sakama bhakti. So, what is the best bhakti? Na? Contribution bhakti. Na. So, consumer to competitor to contributor. So, contributor means what? Sattvika bhakti or jignasu bhakti. Na. One has to elevate oneself from consumer to competitor to contributor. In Nishkama Bhakta, Nishkama Bhakti, the person always worship the Lord, want to know the Lord, no selfish ends. Such a person grows spiritually. There is a spiritual growth for that person. So Lord Krishna highlighted the Nishkama Bhakti. So why these people, sakama bhaktas, do like this, nishiddha karma, these people do nishiddha karmas. Even for nishiddha karmas, some types of pujas, abhicharika karmas, rituals, all come under nishiddha karma. They are also bhaktas, like rakshasas. All rakshasas perform nishiddha karmas. They have shown their bhakti. What way they have shown? For destructive purpose they have shown. So there is no spiritual growth, spiritual stagnation also, spiritual downfall for them. Therefore, we have to see that bhakti, how many types are there. If I want to get moksha, I have to become a nishkama bhakta. Why these people are not knowing? Because Lord Krishna said, they do not know my higher nature, para prakriti. They are all enamored by my maya prakriti, apara prakriti. They are all under the spell of maya, trigunatmika maya. they are predominantly tamasic or rajasic. Whereas Nishkama Bhakta is a sattvic Bhakta, he is able to come to know my Paraprakriti. Therefore, one has to become sattvic person. Sattvic person is one who is very calm, quiet, and always want to learn knowledge. Jnana Pradhanam. That is the sign of a sattvic nature. Always interested in learning, interested in knowledge. That itself shows you are a sattvic person. Clear? Now Lord Krishna says, people are all under the spell of Maya. They do not know. I know the power of Maya. Maya is under my control because all human beings are under the control of Maya. That is why they are not able to know my real nature. But I know my Maya nature, its power I know. That is why I know about the past, future and present. Because Maya is equal to time principle is equal to past, present and future. Since Maya is my power, since Maya is under my control, therefore I know the Kala, three Kalas. See the connection, Maya is equal to time principle. When Maya comes into creation, time principle comes. So the time is what? Three types, past tense, present tense, future tense. So what was happened, what is happening, what will is going to happen? That all I know, because Maya is my power. That's what he says in this 26th shloka. Aham, Veda Aham is there. How you have to split? Aham Veda. Not four Vedas. Aham Veda. I know. What? I know Samatitani. Samatitani means what has happened in the past. Remote past. Recent past. Everything I know. Samatitani. Atitani means already gone. Over. Vartamanani, even present, what is happening, where, when, I know everything. No one can know that. So therefore, Bhagavan knows present, what is happening. Not only that, Bhavishyani cha Bhutani. Bhavishyani means what is going to happen in future. That also I know. I know means what? All beings, even Arjuna, what was his previous birth? What birth he is going to take later? That also Bhagavan knows. But Bhagavan keeping that secret with him only. Arjuna do not know that what Bhagavan Krishna was. Now what Bhagavan Krishna is also, he do not know until he show the Vishwarupam. And what Bhagavan is going to be in future also, he do not know. But Bhagavan knows. That is the difference between Ishvara and Jiva. Nara, Narayana. Therefore, Bhutani, Samatitani Janma, Vartamanani Janma, and Bhavishya Janma, I know everything. That's why we pray to the Lord. Oh Bhagavan, what I have done in the previous Janma, I do not know. Please save me, protect me. In future Janmas also, you have to take care of me. How we are worshipping Lord like that? Because he knows. Because he is omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. That's why we have to worship the Lord. We know very little. We are alpiscient. Okay? We are alpiscient, alpipotent, alpipresent. We are in this area and now we were not there in the previous Janmas and another place also. Therefore, accept your limitation. Accept your limitation, admire the infinite power of Lord. Therefore, na kanchana veda mam Arjuna. But I know everything, but people, jivas, kanchana means jivaha, மாயையா ஆவருத்தா சன் மாம் ந வேதா. யூ ஹாவ் டு சப்ளை கஞ்சன மாம் ந வேதா அன்னார். நோ ஒன் நோஸ் மீ மை பராப்ரக்ருதி டோட்டல்லி. ஜீவாக மாயையா ஆவருத்தா சன் ந கஞ்சன வேதா மாம் ந வேதா. ஹீ டசன்ட் நோ மை ரியல் நேச்சர் பராப்ரக்ருதி. தட் இஸ் வை மெஜிஷியன் நோஸ் ஆல் ட்ரிக்ஸ். The audience who are all sitting, they do not know how the pigeons are coming, how he is cutting the lady, and how he is making them separate. We do not know. And we think it is happening really. And the magician knows how idella tricks dan. Magician ku theriyum. Adhe mayavi ane peru bhagavaniki. Mayavi enna enna artham? Magician enna artham. Not musician. Okay, magician enna. The trick enna matter. Ellame trick dan. பகவான் நோஸ் த ட்ரிக், வி டு நாட் நோ த ட்ரிக். இஃப் யூ யூ நோ த பராப்ரக்ருதி, யூ ஆல்சோ ஏ மெஜிஷியன். ஓகே, யூ கேன் நோ தேட். மாயாவினஹா ஜானம் மாயா ந பிரதிபத்னாத்தின்னு அர்த்தம். சி, மாயா கென்னாட் அப்ஸ்ட்ரக்ட் த மாயாவின்னு அர்த்தம். சங்கராச்சாரியா ரைட்ஸ், Maya, the one who used the trick, magician is out of the tricks, isn't it? The one who knows the trick, that Maya, magic, the person is free from the magic because he is operating the magic. So Maya, magic is operating and showing. That person who is doing, he is free from Maya. மாயா மாயாவினம் ந பிரதிபத்னாதி. மாயா கெனாட் அப்ஸ்ட்ரக்ட் த மெஜிஷியன், த ஒன் ஹூ ஈஸ் யூஸிங் த மாயா மாயாவி என் அர்த்தம். பகவான் இஸ் மாயாவி, தட்ஸ் வே மாயா கெனாட் டூ எனி திங். அந்த பாம்பு மாதிரி, அந்த ஸ்னேக் சாமர் பார்த்தேடோ, ஸ்னேக் சாமர் பிரிங்ஸ் த பிக் ஸ்னேக், பைத்தான் ஸ்னேக், சம் கோப்ரா ஸ்னேக் இன் த பாக்ஸ். And he makes the snake to dance, doing this, that and all. And whatever he says, he does. Namma panna pannadhu. If we say, it will not listen, no? So whatever he says, po ullana ulla poidum, vellila va anna vandidum adu. So the snake is under his control. The snake charmer keeps the snake under his control. But ordinary people, they are afraid of that snake. They run away from that snake if they see that, and you get horripilations when you see that. But where a snake charmer, snake is under his control. Like that, that is why Lord Shiva represents wearing all snakes on his body. That means the one who controls the ahankara, all arishad vargas under his control. So therefore, we are all under the control of Maya. Bhagavan is the controller of Maya. Clear? Therefore, we have to worship Bhagavan. Next shloka. Next question comes, why people are not knowing this Paraprakriti? This Aparaprakriti, why people are all under the spell of Aparaprakriti? Why Maya is giving problems to jivas? What is the reason? Why they do not know Paraprakriti? What is the reason? Bhagavan says,
Ichcha-dvesha-samutthena-dvandva-mohena-bharatam சர்கே யாந்தி பரந்தபம்.
வாட் அப்ஸ்ட்ரக்டிங் த ஹியூமன் பீயிங்ஸ் நாட் டு நோ த ஹையர் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் காட். வாட் இஸ் தட் அப்ஸ்ட்ரக்டிங்? இஃப் யூ ஆஸ்க் அர்ஜுனா, திஸ் இஸ் த ஆன்சர். ஹே பாரதா, ஓ அர்ஜுனா, இச்சா துவேஷ சமுத்தேன Dvandvamohena sarvabhutani sammoham yanti. This is the reason. Due to dvandvamohena, dvandvanimittau mohaha, dvandvamohaha, pairs of opposites. Dvandvamoha means delusion. Dvandva means pairs of opposites. Raga, dvesha, sukha, dukkha, jaya, apajaya, sita, ushna, manam, apamanam. All these pairs of opposites, likes and dislikes, aversion and attachment, all these pairs of opposites. Dvandva, mohena, deluded by the pairs of opposites. They are all under the spell of pairs of opposites. Born out of what? Caused by Iccha, Dvesha, Samuthena. Caused by desire. Iccha means desire. Caused by desire. Desire means likings. I like this, I like this, like that. Likings. Iccha. Dvesha, because of hatred, aversion, disliking. The whole moha is nothing but a person is succumbed to likes and dislikes. If you ask a person, you like banana? I don't like, and I have aversion. They show that strong disliking. I like it, anardham iccha, desire. I don't like it, I hate it. I don't like it, I hate it. Milk you like, na? I hate milk. Na? Milk, why you have to hate? What you dislike, you hate. Na? People hate what they dislike. First they dislike. Whom they dislike? Even wife, husband, afterwards they dislike. And slowly that disliking converted into dvesha. Liking in the iccha, if it is there, iccha is there, moha, raga comes. Disliking means dvesha, hatred comes. So therefore it is called dvandva, raga, dvesha. Desire and disliking, liking, desire and aversion, hatred. Not one person, sarvabhutani. Sarvabhutani means all beings also, even animals. Whatever they like food, if you give, they come behind you. You see the nai, pet dog, whatever it likes you give, apdiye vaal aadinde pinnadi varum. If you take the stick, na, apdi run, it runs. Na. It is also having likings and dislikings. Na. Some sort of food it likes, some sort of food it doesn't like at all. Why? Na? Likes and dislikes. Even birds, pet animals, everything. What to talk of human beings? Human beings also have likings and dislikings. Sarvabhutani sammoham yanti. All beings get deluded. Sammoham yanti. All beings get deluded, afflicted or affected. Sarvabhutani means jivarasi, entire jivarasi in artha. No exception. When it has started, this liking, disliking, this delusion, sarge, from birth itself. At the time of birth itself, it starts. Hey Parantapa. First Bharata, first line. Second line, Parantapa. Parantapayati iti Parantapa. The one who scorches enemies is known as Parantapaha. Therefore, what is the main outcome of this shloka? People are not able to know the higher nature of God, that is Paraprakriti, because they are all under the spell of raga, dvesha, dvandvas, iccha, dvesham, or raga, dvesham, desire, likes and dislikes. So every one of us, we have some likes and dislikes. I like it, I don't like it. I like it, I don't like it. Big list, பெரிய லிஸ்ட்டு போட்டுட்டே வந்தால் அந்த லிஸ்ட்டு வந்துடும். பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் செலக்டிவ் ஆம்னேஷியா, வி கால் இட் அ செலக்டிவ் ஆம்னேஷியா. வாட் எவர் ஐ லைக் ஐ டேக் இட், வாட் ஐ டோன்ட் லைக் இட், நிவிருத்தி ப்ரவிருத்தி, நிவிருத்தி ப்ரவிருத்தி, கோயிங் டுவர்ட்ஸ் வாட் ஐ லைக், கோயிங் அவே ஃப்ரம் வாட் ஐ டோன்ட் லைக். திஸ் இஸ் வாட் வி ஆர் ஆல் அண்டர் தட் கண்ட்ரோல், மாயா. திஸ் இஸ் த ரீசன். தேர் ஃபோர் வை தே டூ லைக் தட்னா, பாபம்னு சொல்கிறார் பகவான். பாபம்னா ரெண்டு பாபம், ஐயோ பாவம், not that பாவம் here, because of their பாப கர்மா in the previous ஜென்ம. Because of பாப கர்மா in the previous ஜென்மான்னு 28th ஸ்லோகா பகவான் இஸ் கோயிங் டு சே. ஏஷாம் த்வம் தகதம் பாபம் ஜனானாம் புண்ய கர்மணாம் தே த்வந்த்வ மோஹ நிர்முக்தாஹ பஜந்தே மாம் த்ருட வ்ரதாஹ. இஸ் தேர் எ வே அவுட் டு கம் அவுட் ஆஃப் திஸ் ராக த்வேஷா பெயர்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆப்போசிட்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் திஸ் மோஹா? ஒன் கேன் கம் அவுட், பகவான் சேஸ் எஸ் தே கேன் கம் அவுட். வென் தே கேன் கம் அவுட்னா, வென் தேர் பாபம் ஸ்லோட்டலி எக்ஸாஸ்டட், பாபம் எக்ஸாஸ்டட், பாபம் பிகம் லெஸ்ஸர் அண்ட் லெஸ்ஸர் அண்ட் லெஸ்ஸர், தே கேன் கம் அவுட் ஆஃப் திஸ் டெல்யூஷன் விச் ஈஸ் பார்ன் அவுட் ஆஃப் லைக்ஸ் அண்ட் டிஸ்லைக்ஸ். ஸ்ட்ராங் லைக்ஸ் அண்ட் டிஸ்லைக்ஸ் கீப்ஸ் த பர்சன் அண்டர் டெல்யூஷன். Because of delusion, they cannot know the higher nature. Because of not knowing higher nature, they can never get peace, happiness, security. Lack of peace, happiness, security, their life becomes miserable. Why people are miserable in their life? Unknown I, in artham. Because unknown rope is the cause for the snake. I see the snake upon the rope. In Manda Andhakara, twilight, I see the rope as snake. Because of seeing the snake which is not there, I am afraid of that snake. I get sweating, tremors. Therefore, the bhayam sorrow is because of unknown rope. So to be free from this sorrow, bhayam, fear, what I have to do? What will remove this sorrow, bhayam? Known rope. Known rope is the abhayakaranam. Unknown rope is the bhayakaranam. Theriyada kairu vandhida bhayatthika karanam. Therinja kairu bhayatthika karanam illaina. Unknown rope is the cause for bhayam, fear. Known rope, I know the rope as rope. No fear, no sorrow, no tremors, no frightening. Therefore what? Put on light, see the rope as rope. Like that, not knowing the higher nature of their I-ness, that is called unknown I. I am the Paraprakriti consciousness existent principle. That Bhagavan's Paraprakriti is also Atman. Paraprakriti, consciousness, existent principle. This unknown I is the cause for sorrow and misery. Known I am consciousness, existent principle, free from sorrow, free from any vyadhi, jara, marana, all these are not there for me. This is called known I. Known I, unknown I. Therefore, world is problematic or non-problematic, na? Neither. People, world, objects, situations, we are always saying they are all problematic, they are giving problem to me. because of that only there is a sorrow for me, misery for me, because of this body, because of the people, relations. We always see outside things. Shastra says, world, people, objects, nothing is cause for your sorrow. What is the cause then? The cause is unknown I. You do not know that you are Brahman. Unknown I is the cause for sorrow, misery, lack of peace. Nimmadiye illayanna. So nimmadi illana enna irukana? Worry irukku. Anxiety is there. Why? Unknown I is the cause of misery and sorrow. Then to come out of misery and sorrow, what I have to do? Known I, you have to know your higher nature. Known I is the source for PHS. Peace, happiness, security. Known I. So unknown I is the cause for problems. Known I is the cause for peace and happiness, security. So root cause for our suffering? Where is the root cause? In our own mind. Ignorant mind is the cause. What type of ignorance? Not knowing my real nature, unknown I. That ignorance or dectomy I have to do. Tonsillectomy, hysterectomy, appendicectomy. What about it? Ignorance or dectomy you have to do. Therefore, he says, Yesham tu papam antagatam. Papam tu antagatam jananam punyakarmanam. Whose papam antagatam gone. That's why do lot of noble actions, punyakarmas. Once you do lot of punyakarmas, noble actions, lot of danam, lot of puja, lot of chanting, parayanam, all the punyakarmas you do, they nullify the papa karmas. They make the papa karmas, whatever we have done in previous janmas, they will all become feeble, feebler and feebler. They become what? Defanged cobra-like. They cannot come and disturb you. They cannot come and obstruct your mind. They cannot disturb your Vedanta study. And everything will become clear for you. Line clear, madri. Line clear. Suppose you are traveling. You want to go to a place. Everywhere, suppose green signal is there. No red signal at all. How you feel? So happy. What? My God. There are 10 signals. Nowhere red signal. But everywhere green signal. Eppadi irukum? Evlo aanandhama irukum? Red signal vandha enna anu? Late. Suppose everywhere red signal comes. You are delayed. That is called papa. Not coming to Gita class is a papam. And suppose if we have papa at home, people will obstruct. Inik povenda. Or chinna tata chinna yaro uruva. Chittappavo, periyappavo, varan ni classu povenda nu sonna. Adha periyappa chittappa is not the cause. Nama papa the cause. Nama enna solran phone panna ellarku ninga illa vaangadunga varadunga nu solringa. Ha vaangadilla varadunga nu solli munnadi solli vekkram. Yaarukku sollali avaru uruva. We have forgotten to inform one person. Correct, that person will come exactly class time. You cannot move at all. Now you say this person is the cause. No? That person is not cause. Our own papa comes in the form of that person. Prior to that is called obstruction. That is called papa. What is the papa other than this? Not the person's papa karmas, not allowing the person to come to Gita class, not allowing him to study the Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, papa continues. He cannot understand at all. That's why we have to ask Bhagavan, give green signal. Okay, line clear. Na class var time ke ella kanjini la irkanum. antagatam papam jananam. How that papa will go punya karmanam, by punya karma. What is the benefit? Te dvandva moha nirmuktaha. Once the papa is gone or become feebler and feebler, lesser, weaker and weaker, te dvandva moha nirmuktaha bhavanti. Dvandva moha, previous sloka visa, that delusion caused by that pairs of opposites, deluded by the pairs of opposites. That means what? They are overpowered by the likes and dislikes. Dvandva mohena. That dvandva moha is also because of what? Now you can understand, because of papa. Confusion, lot of confusion. I like this, I don't like this, I like this, I don't like this. This type of tug of war inside the mind is because of papa. Once that papa has gone, this dvandva moha, nirmuktaha, they are free from. Nirmuktaha means free from. Free from what? Totally free from dvandva moha, delusion of duality. Dvandva means duality, pairs of opposites, duality. Then what? Mam bhajante dhridavrataha. Once the delusion has gone, they are free from pairs of opposites, no strong likes and dislikes. They are free from anxiety, stress, mental worry and all these things. Dhridhavrataha mam bhajante. Because of that punya karma, they come out of that mental agony. They come out of mental torture. They come out of mental disturbance. They come out of the mental afflictions, emotional imbalance. They come out of that. Dhridhavrataha. Once they come like that because of punya, with a firm resolve, dhridhavrataha means a firm resolve, mam bhajante, they seek me, they wait for the Bhagavad Gita class, next Wednesday, you know, dhridhavrataha, mam bhajante. Bhajante means not jalara vechin ukkarna apade rama rama raman. Bhajante means what? They are committed to know my higher nature, para prakriti, by knowing which their life is free from janma, bandha, papa, all will go away. For that they are committed. That is why people, why they are nastikas, you understand? Because of very, very deep, you know, depth. పాపం ఇరుకో అని అర్థం అనకి నాస్తికనకి భగవాన్ మేలు నమ్మికే ఇరుకాదు ఏన్న అవళ అళవుకి పాపం ఇరుక అని అర్థం తిక్క ఇరుక పాపం ఆఫ్టర్ సమ్ టైమ్ సమ్ పీపుల్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ నాస్తికాస్ బట్ ఆస్తికాస్ ఆస్తికాస్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో సకామ భక్తాస్ అండ్ డూయింగ్ నిషిద్ధ కర్మాస్ ఆర్ ప్రాయశ్చిత్త కర్మాస్ ఓన్లీ దే ఆర్ డూయింగ్ సమ్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ డూయింగ్ ఓన్లీ సకామ కర్మాస్ What are they? They are also having some papa, 50% papa. Then slowly they come to nishkama karma, means 75% papa gone, 25% papa alone is there, because still they are ignorant people. Nishkama bhaktas are also not yet known totally. So 25% vandita ippo. What? 75% papa thilandhi ippo 25% vandita. After 25%, that papa also will go when they get knowledge. How they get? By guru prapti, shastra prapti, and ajnanam eva papam. Atma ajnanam eva papam, shastra says. Final papam, that is. Not knowing one's own real nature is the cause for sorrow. Unknown I is the cause for sorrow. Why I do not know my real nature? Some papa. I am coming to the class, I am listening, but still I am not able to understand. Anna Shastra says, Innu koncham baki irukka. என்ன என்ன, அதுக்கு தான் குரு சுஸ்ரூஷை பண்ணு, நல்ல சேவை பண்ணு, நல்ல கர்மயோகம் பண்ணு, உபாசனை பண்ணு, நிறைய பண்ணுங்க பண்ணுங்க, அந்த கொஞ்சம் கூட பாபம் போயிடும். அப்போனா தேஷாம் ஆதித்யவத் ஞானம், த ஞானம் ரிவீல்ஸ் ஃபார் தெம். Therefore, as long as Papa, even their wee bit of Papa is there, Aham Brahma Asmi Jnanam can never take place. Puriyanada? So, how to wash off that Papa? By Punya Karmanam. That's why do more Dhanam, more contribution, more Punya Karma, more helping others, all Pancha Maha Yajnas, do. Untiringly, without any tiredness. Who knows which papa is there of which janma? In this janma itself, I have to say, Aham Brahmasmi. I don't want to waste even one day also. As early as possible, I want to get moksha. Bhagavan, you have to make everything clear. Sir, remember the Lord. Then Nishkama Bhakti Phalam, he says. Sakama Bhakti is there, there is a papa still continues, Nishiddha Karma, Prayasitta Karma, don't spend time for that. Come to Nishkama Bhakti. Nishkama Bhakti means what? Worshipping the Lord for Lord's sake, not for anything else. I don't ask anything. Bhagavan, you give me the best and ask. That's the Nishkama Bhakti. What is the phalam?
Jara Marana Mokshaya. அத்யாத்மம் கர்ம சாகிலம்.
To do Nishkama Karma, you have to do lot of noble actions. Listening to Shastra itself is a sort of Karma Yoga and Upasana Yoga. Through Upasana Yoga, you get Chitta Shuddhi. Through Upasana Yoga, you get Chitta Ekagrata. Through Karma Yoga, you get Chitta Shuddhi. Even Vedanta study itself serves to give Chitta Shuddhi and Chitta Ekagrata. Chitta Shuddhi is there, you feel the relaxation in the mind, mental relaxation. Lot of confusions, no? The all will be subsided. Manasula oru thelivi varu, nimmadi thelivi. Eppadina, the dirty water, after some time, slowly mud goes downwards. Like corporation water. You carry corporation water and keep for 3 days. என்ன வரும் கீழே? என்ன நல்ல மண்ணு கீழே வந்து உட்காரும். மேலே தண்ணி எப்படி இருக்கும்? கிறிஸ்டல் கிளியராக இருக்கும். ஸோ இட் டேக்ஸ் டைம் டு தட் செடேஷன் ஹேஸ் டு நோ இட் ஹேஸ் டு கோ டவுன். நான் டேக்ஸ் டைம் கலக்கலாக இருக்கேன், மனசு கூட கலக்கலாக இருக்கேன். அதுக்கு என்ன பண்ணணும்னா, ஆடாமல் அசையாமல் கிளாஸில் வந்து உட்காரு. என்ன ஒன்றும் பண்ணாது, கிவ் டைம். சாஸ்திரா ஸ்டடி எவ்ரி கிளாஸ் இஸ் மென்ட் டு. அந்த கலக்கலை வந்து செட்டரைட் ஆகணும், கீழே போய் போய் டெப்த்துக்கு போகணும். அப்போ மனசு எப்படி இருக்கும்? கலக்கல் இல்லாமலே கிளியராக ரிலாக்ஸாக இருக்கும். ஒரு மனசுக்குள்ளே ஒரு சாந்தம், பிரசாந்ததா, ஆனந்தம் எல்லாமே வரும். அதுக்கு தான் சுவாமி உங்கள் கிளாஸுக்கு வந்து ரொம்ப ஆனந்தமாக இருக்கான்னு என்ன தெரியறதோ, எப்படி என்ன அது அந்த கலக்கலில் இல்லாமல் பண்ணும் கிளாஸ். அது அவ்வளோதான். பகவத்கீதா ஸ்டடி இஸ் மென்ட் ஃபார் வாட்? தட் மைண்ட் ஹுச் ஈஸ் வெரி மச் டிஸ்டர்ப்டு, ஏன்னா அந்த டிஸ்டர்ப்டு மைண்ட் டு பிகம் அ ட்ராங்குவல். ஏன்னா இட் ஹேஸ் டு பி ட்ராங்குவல். அந்த டர்மாயில் இருந்தன்னா என்ன ஆகிடும்? டர்புலண்ட்டாக இருக்கும் மனசு, ஒரே கொந்தளிப்பு, குழப்பம். என்ன அந்த குழப்பம் எப்படி இருக்குன்னா, பால்பிட்டேஷன் எல்லாம் வந்துட்டே இருக்கும். All that you can be set right, slowly, gradually. That is very important. Then all diseases, migraine, headache, this pain, that pain, here, oh, so many problems. All will go slowly. Because of anxiety, stress, the disturbance comes in the body, and the body is reciprocate to those problems, and immune system we lose, and body diseases also will aggravate because of anxiety, stress. Class lo vandu ukkarna evadi irukum ore aanandama irukum aananda kalippu aananda kalippu la epdi irukona once mind is tranquil, calm and quiet, the disturbances are very, 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 very feeble. Naturally, health increases. So, how many benefits are there, you see? Physical health, mental health, of course, spiritual benefit, jnanam, comes. Enna pannano idukku, onnu panna venda. Appadi ukkar class lo poi ketinde iru. Onnu panna venda. Use your buddhi. What is the benefit? He says, Jara Marana Mokshaya Mam Asritya Yatanti. Ye Yatanti, whoever Yatanti, who strive for Shravana Manana Nididhyasana Dwara Anartham. Yatanti means what? Attending Vedanta class, Bhagavad Gita class, Panchadashi class. Wherever Swamini taking classes, some people, students have a lot of time, energy. So they run for all classes. Striving in the matter. Putting effort. Ye yatanti shravanamananididhyasana for the sake of knowledge. Why? Knowledge alone finally gives solution, peace, happiness, security. Therefore they come to know jnananda, vere vali illai. Nimmadi veranamanna enna pannanum gnanam atma gnananda. Then for atma gnanam, what I have to do? Listening to shastra until I assimilate. Therefore listen more and more. If you are not able to come to all classes, listen CDs at that time and write notes, write each sentence, so that you can assimilate more and more. You can be in the shastra only. Okay, spend in shastra maximum time. That is the best way out of these problems. Tat chintanam, tat kadhanam, anyonyat tat prabodhanam. Ade pesinde irkanam, ade chintanam pandinde irkanam. Paunah punyena shravanam kuryat. Punaha punaha shravanam kuru unar. Bhagavad Gita one time, no, second time, third time, fourth time, listen again and again. Upanishad, listen again and again. One time from directly from Guru, second time from directly from Guru, third, fourth time you are not able to attend, listen to the CDs, you know. Again and again. Paunah punyena shravanam kuryatana. So what is the benefit? Mam ashritya jaramarana mokshaya. They come to me, ashritya means taking refuge in me. Taking refuge in me. All the time they give importance to Vedanta class. Vedanta class. Vedanta, Vedanta, Vedanta. That is called Ashritya Mam. For what sake? Jara Marana Mokshaya. Mokshaya means for the sake of freedom. Mokshaya means for the sake of freedom. From what? Jara Marana. Jara means old age. Marana means death. Some people say, I am not afraid of death at all. Enakku maranam enna bhayame illana. Are you afraid of old age or not? Ama. Old age ennale bhayam sila perukku. And the maranam kuda adukku prayer enna pusukkuna ponuma. Pusukkuna. Pusukkuna pona nanna yaarukku theriyum pusukkuna poramo bed ridden ah irundhu indha mukkula tube indra tube inga pakkam oru tube kaiyukku oru tube aadamal asiyamal who knows pusukkuna poradhu kuda evlo punyam pannirukana anayaseena maranam vina dainyena jeevanam anayaseena maranam it's not so easy you have to do lot of punya for that அது இல்லைன்னா வராது இது எனக்கு கஷ்டம் என்ன தே வாண்ட் டு பி ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ஜெரா ஆல்சோ ஓல்ட் ஏஜ் ஹவு தே கம் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ஜரா. சுவாமினி வேதாந்த கிளாஸுக்கு வந்தால் ஷலை விக்கம் எங்கன்னா உள்ளேஜ் வராதா? என்ன அர்த்தம் தெரியுமோ? ஜரா மரணம்னா தே அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் ஐ ஆம் ஆத்மா கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் பிரின்சிபல். ஐ எம் நாட் த பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ். பாடி மைண்ட் அலோன் ஹேஸ் காட் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ், ஓல்டேஜ், டெத்து. தே ரிகக்னைஸ் தட் இஸ் கால்ட் ஃப்ரீடம் ஃப்ரம் ஓல்டேஜ் அண்ட் டெத். தே நெவர் ஸ்ட்ரகிள் ஃபார் திஸ் பாடி. அந்த யோகா, இந்த யோகா பண்ணி, ஆர்ட் ஆஃப் லிவிங் இந்த பண்ணி, ஃப்ரம் நெயில் டு ஹேர், கோ ஆன் டூயிங் டூயிங் டூயிங். எதுக்காக இந்த உடம்புக்காக நீ நான் எவ்வளோ பண்ணாலும் அது அப்படி தான் வாழும். நாய் 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 வாழும் மாதிரி தானே அது. எதுக்கப்பாண்ணா ஓரளவுக்கு மெயின்டைன் பண்ண, டோன்ட் டேக் டூ மச். அதை ஓல்டேஜ் கம்ஸ், யூ அக்செப்ட் த ஓல்டேஜ், இட்ஸ் நாட் டு மீ, இட் கம்ஸ் டு த பாடி. தட் இஸ் கால்டு ஃப்ரீடம் ஃப்ரம் த ஓல்டேஜ் அண்ட் டெத். What is freedom from old age and death? By knowledge, I claim I am consciousness, Chaitanyam Brahma. The body is only a coat. It is my shell I am wearing for interaction purpose. It is not me. Jara marana mokshaya mam asritya yatanti. They come to class regularly, anartham. They attend the class regularly, systematically, and they read again, and whatever the guru says, they try to assimilate. That is called Jeevan Mukti. How you come to this Jeevan Mukti? Because of your effort. How you put effort? Because of your interest. How you got interest? Because of your punya karma. How you have done punya karma? Because I am suffering previously because of papam. I have done lot of punya karma, therefore I have got interest in Vedanta. Previously no interest. Why people are not getting interest in Bhagavad Gita study, you know? Now namma veetla kuda selaper varamaata, nee poittu va ani solluva, enak venda anna enna artham theriyumo? Some papa is obstructing them. நீங்கள் வீட்டுக்கு போய் சொல்லாதுங்க. ஆமாம், உங்களுக்கு பாபம் இல்லை, அப்ஸ்ட்ரக்டிங். நீங்கள் எவ்வளோ பாபமும் இருக்குது, அதனால் கிளாஸுக்கே வரலன்னு சொல்லக்கூடாது. நீங்கள் மனசில் வச்சுக்கணும். தேங்க் காட் நம்ம வந்து வி ஆர் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் பாபம். தட்ஸ் ஆல். பிகாஸ் திஸ் ரிலேஷன் இஸ் ஓன்லி ஃபிசிக்கல் ரிலேஷன். தட் ஜீவா பார்ன் வித் ஹிஸ் ஓன் வாசனாஸ், ஹிஸ் ஓன் பாப புண்ணியா. We are born with our own papa punya. We have no control over them. You can do one thing, prayer for them also if you want. That's all. You need not feel disappointed or any sort of pain venda manasukulla papa anukoda varatam varuva. Yena if you come regularly, systematically, and there is a transformation in your thinking, automatically they follow you. ஆட்டோமேட்டிக்கலி. அப்போ என்னென்னா அவங்கள பாப்பம் கூட கரைஞ்சுட்டு இருக்கேன்னு அர்த்தம். இன்னும் வரல, என்ன அர்த்தம்? திக்காக இருக்கேன்னு அர்த்தம். பாவம் என்ன பண்ணுறது, அவங்களுக்கு டைம் ஆகும். இட் டேக்ஸ் டைம். எவ்ரி ஒன் இஸ் இன் ப்ராசஸ், ஓகே, ஆன் த வே. ஸோ யூ நீட் நாட் ஃபீல் பேட். ஒர்க் ஃபார் யுவர் சேக், ஓகே. டோன்ட் பாதர் வரி அபவுட் அதர் பீப்பிள். மாம் யதந்தி. ஸோ வாட் இஸ் தட்? தே பிரம்ம விதுஹு கிருஷ்ணம் பிரம்ம விதுஹு. தே கம் டு நோ த பிரம்மா கிருஷ்ணம் டோட்டல்லி. ஒன்ஸ் தே கம் டு மீ, தட் ஃப்ரீடம் ஃப்ரம் ஓல்டேஜ் அண்ட் பர்த் அண்ட் டெத் அண்ட் ஆல், தே கம் டு நோ மீ கிருஷ்ணம் டோட்டல்லி. தென் நம்பர் டூ, கர்மா ஆல்சோ, அகிலம் கர்மா தே கம் டு நோ. நாட் கிருஷ்ணா கிவிங் சம் டெக்னிக்கல் டேர்ம்ஸ் நவ். ஹீ இஸ் கோயிங் டு புட் த சீட் ஹியர் ஃபார் 8th சாப்டர், not connected to 7th chapter. 7th chapter he has completed with first line, 29th shloka first line. What is the essence of that 7th chapter? Na they come to know the entire paraprakriti. Knowing paraprakriti is called moksha. Knowing paraprakriti means what? They recognize their atma swarupam. Over, Then the second line is a different topic. Such people, whoever come to know the Paraprakriti or Atma Vidya, Atma Jnanam, they totally understand what is Brahma. And they totally understand what is karma, number two. They totally understand what is Adhyatmam, number three. Three more are there. Next shloka.
Sadhi Bhutadhi Daivam Maam. Sadhi Yajnam Cha Tevi. Sadhi Yajnam Cha Eviduhum. Prayana Kale Pichamam. Tevidur Yukta Chetasaham.
Not only knowing Brahma, Karma, Adhyatmam, they also know what? Te yukta chetasaha, those self-controlled people. Yukta chetasaha means those self-controlled people means atma anatma vivekajnaha, vairagyavantaha, shamadamadi shatka sampannaha. Mumukshutvam, the people who are all having this, they come to know my real nature and they come to know Sadhi Daivam. Fourth one. Sadhi Daivam means, we can take Sadhi Bhutam first. Sadhi Bhutadi Daivam. Sadhi Bhutam means, Adhi Bhutam means, all these five elements, Adhi Bhutam. Along with Adhibhutam. What is Adhibhutam? Don't ask me. He is going to explain in the 8th chapter. Okay, if I explain all this, nothing will be there for 8th chapter. So I keep that for 8th chapter. What is Adhibhutam? Then number 5. What is Adhidaivam? Saha, Sadhibhutam, Sadhidaivam. Sa Adhyatma, Sa is indicating, which means along with anartha. Brahma, Karma, Sadhibhutam, Adhidaivam, Asadhi, along with anartha. He understands Sadhibhutam, Sadhidaivam. Sadhibhutam means upadana karanam, material cause. Sadhidaivam means nimitta karanam, intelligent cause. He comes to know the intelligent cause of this creation, material cause of this creation. So totally, Sadhi Yajnam, sixth one. Sadhi Yajnam means Adhi Yajnam, ritual also. What is rituals? He come to know all these six. All these six put together, Paraprakriti plus Aparaprakriti. Brahma is Paraprakriti. Brahma plus Karma, Adhyatmam, Adhibhutam, Adhidaivam, Adhiyajnam, all come under Aparaprakriti. A person who come to study Vedanta, he knows Aparaprakriti totally and Paraprakriti Brahma also. Brahma comes under Paraprakriti. Karma, Adhyatmam, Adhibhutam, Adhidaivam, Adhiyajnam. Everything he knows totally. No ignorance at all in artha. Aparaprakriti, paraprakriti, purna jnanam eva mokshaha. And after death, when he is leaving the body also, prayana kale apicha maam, he remembers me also, all the time, at the time of death also. Prayana kale apicha maam viduhu, they will remember me. Viduhu means they remember me. Paraprakriti also they remember. Aparaprakriti also they remember. Now Lord Krishna is going to talk about all these six terms plus Prayana Kala Smaranam. Importance of Prayana Kala Smaranam. Very, very important for some people, not for all of you. For Vedantic student, it is not very much relevant. But there are very important slokas in 8th chapter. So Antakala Smaranam is the main topic of 8th chapter. So Lord Krishna is going to answer for all these terms very shortly in 2-3 slokas. Prayana Kala Smaranam Matram Neelama Solinde Power 8th chapter. So Akshara Brahmam Yogamani Pair. Taraka Brahmam or Akshara Brahma Yoga. 8th chapter everything. So with this Lord Krishna concludes 7th chapter titled Jnana Vijnana Yoga.
Om Tat Sat. Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Su. Upanishatsu. Brahma Vidyayam. Yoga Shastri. Shri Krishna Arjuna Sambhade. Jnana Vijnana Yoga Namam. Saptamodhyayah. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.